Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're invited to check into the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And you know what surprises me in hindsight? Because the big news of the day, of course, is the mess between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard finally got resolved. Of course, we don't care about that. I don't think we've ever talked about it at any point here on the show because it's so inconsequential to us. But, you know, it also occurred to me as I was thinking about that we haven't even had a caller bring it up.
Like, because who actually cares? Who cares?
Apparently everybody.
But who cares enough to, like, call in a radio show about it? It's, like, so stupid.
I don't see that as any different of, like, posting on social media about it. Like, I was playing an online game today when apparently the verdict was reached and the chat was just immediately filled with people cheering and congratulating Johnny Depp for winning. I was like, why do people care?
From what I gather from memes that have been shared, because I am purposely not reading anything about this, I just don't care, I've never liked Johnny Depp, is that people see this as, like, a men's rights thing. So that's probably why they care. They're seeing it as, like, Amber Heard is basically dragging him through the mud, and he's finally going to get stand up for men's rights, blah blah blah. That's what, like, the main thing I'm getting from this. That's why they care.
The few parts of it I've seen is they were both toxic people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you combine them together, they became more toxic. I think they were probably both abusive.
I saw a video of him admitting that he sent this text to one of his friends that said, "I'm going to murder Amber Heard, and after she's dead, I'm going to burn her body, and I'm going to do something."
But he said that to a friend, not to her, to be fair.
It's not a threat, but it's just like,
this is blowing off
steam. It's just a crazy person. Yeah, it's just like, obviously,
it's not really just blowing off steam.
That's a lot more than, and I'm going to do something to the dead body, if you know what I mean.
Like, I would never say that about my significant other. Like, I would never text Bonnie.
I would never say that about my exes that I don't like.
Right? Like,
see, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I jokingly said to a friend of mine, "I'm going to kill this dog," talking about my dog, Azria.
Yeah, but that's, like, clearly a joke.
Well, so, I mean,
but, like, I'm going
to, I'm not, like, saying what should have happened.
I should have gone further. It's like, I'm going to chop this dog's head off and throw
that's
her in.
That's when it gets weird. Once you add all these weird details.
Yeah,
like,
and I'm not saying he should be prosecuted for saying that. Yeah, he was probably just blowing off steam, but it's psycho and really crazy.
Like, yeah.
But there were no winners in this ordeal. And the reason I don't care about it is, very similar to your part, it's just, for one, it's celebrities doing their thing. I don't care about it. But it was so, it was Entertainment Weekly, right? This was nothing but entertainment for the masses. It was bread and circuses, as far as I could tell. Televising this thing made me realize that, you know what, they're kind of right. I don't want this federal court case that I'm part of to be televised, because it just becomes, it was the New York Yankees versus the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
That's what this trial between
Absolutely.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard was. It was, people picked their teams, and after that, it didn't matter.
Well, that's how it always is, right? Like, people already decide who they want to win before it even gets to court.
Yeah.
You know, they already, I like this person, or I like this person, or I'm a woman, so I'm going to side with this person. I'm a man, so I'm going to side, especially in a case like this.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about the truth.
Certainly not. Speaking of people who don't care about the truth, Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh yes. Thanks for talking to you. Oh, no, I just want to say, I want to clarify one thing. I have no discrimination towards transvestites or trans women, and I was just being silly yesterday.
I know. For those who weren't watching yesterday, Sarah called me he, and I said jokingly, well, I said to Sarah that I'm a trans woman, and that jokingly said that what she had said was transphobic. I mean, and I think I said it so quickly that it came out as transformer. Or, I mean, if you factor in the radio and, you know, phone lines and all of that. So, when Sarah called tonight, I wanted to clarify, you know, I did not, in fact, call myself a transformer yesterday.
If anything, it means she's more accepting than the average person because she was just willing to roll with the fact that you're a transformer.
That's a really good point. So, no, Sarah, I don't think you're transphobic, and I don't think that anyone who listened to the interaction would have come away thinking that you had anything against trans people.
Oh, no. No, I grew up in California, so, you know, the anything goes out there. We have to be tolerant and accepting of other people that are different and live different lifestyles, you know?
Sure.
So, you know, yeah. So, you know,
that's the most intelligent thing you've ever said on this show, Sarah.
Well, it is the reality. The reality is that what's suitable and right, whatever people believe in their own heads. You know what I mean? And just because you have your own reality doesn't mean that you impose on other people's reality. But the thing is that our realities do clash because people do believe different views. So that what I called it about was
hold on.
Views about.
So what do we do when those views clash, Sarah?
Well, I don't know. It always clashes. Like my issue is that I found out that if you go over 5 miles per hour now in school zones.
Let's put that on hold for a moment because I think the other topic that you brought up is way more interesting. So, right, like I do just want to live my life as a trans person, and I'm not bothering any religious people as they go about doing their thing, but there are a lot of religious people who aren't willing to extend me the same courtesy. So what do we do when my desire to live my life how I want conflicts with their desire to live their lives how they want?
You know, that's a really big problem.
Big problem, though. It's a really simple problem. What they need to learn is that they don't get to control what other people do. They don't get to say what I can and can't do just because it makes them uncomfortable. They have to learn where their rights end, and they don't have the right to control the actions of other people.
Well, look at all the people that have autism. They get bullied and then picked on and they get assaulted. And all this just because people don't feel comfortable with them. Or I don't know. They don't understand. They act funny or something according to them, so that gives them a right to be mean to them.
But it doesn't give them a right. Well, I guess they do have the right to say mean things to them. But they don't have the right to make their lives miserable as a result of that.
But that's what people have done. And so they are being to transformers and transvestites or hermaphrodites, too, because the people are confused. And, you know, I wish that everybody has a tolerant, understanding view that other people have their, you know, even if they have problems, people should be accommodating, like, well, they must have had a hard life or they're not angry towards me. They just have a lot of anger issues and be understanding, but a lot of people don't have that kind of view. We all have different realities, so
yeah, a lot of people want to force people to do what they think is best. And I think that's the disconnect that people have. Is that, you know, you do have a lot of people that autism find it uncomfortable, or whatever. So they want to force people to not express their autism or throw them in asylums or whatever to hide them away from the light of society. Or people who are trans, they don't want to allow them to be around kids or to have jobs that are out there in public. Or you shouldn't be allowed to do that. Or you shouldn't be allowed to hold hands or make out with your husband on television or whatever. We do have a lot of that out there. And it's ultimately just a problem of people not realizing that, you know, their rights don't extend to controlling the behavior of other people. We have to live and let live. And that's the only way to have a free and just society.
Right, but look, it is. Like, I'm in very, very much favor of having speeding cameras at 5 miles over in school. I'm all in favor
of 5 miles over. So we're right back to you being okay with forcing what you think is best onto other people.
Okay, but you know what? According to your point of view, you want to have no speeding cameras, no speeding limits. Everybody just, kill everybody in the way they want to.
It works out in the Audubon.
I didn't say anyone. I'm glad I said that's correct before you said that nonsense. No one is saying that everyone should kill everyone else. And as Nikki points out, there are examples of the Audubon and other places where there are not speeding cameras. Speeding cameras, in fact, cause more fatalities than they prevent because they cause people to slam on their brakes or whatever in order to avoid getting a ticket. Or, you know, the red light cameras do sort of the same thing. They force people to slam on their brakes instead of trying to beat the yellow light because they don't want to get that ticket or whatever. And it ends up causing a crash and people die.
I read in a fee article for a Foundation for Economic Education in, 2016 that this guy in Portland wrote a letter saying, hey, I'm an engineer, and it's my opinion that the yellow lights here are too fast. I think it's causing people to run red lights. And they sent him, $15,000 fine saying, don't ever send us advice again.
What?
603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live 603-283-6160. 6160 if you want to join the discussion we're having here about police brutality. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And to be fair, the article that we're talking about now isn't actually about police brutality. It's just about how we're expecting police brutality here in the near future. But before we get back into that, I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency if you're new to the subject. If you, because this is one of the few shows where you haven't mentioned Bitcoin until like the final hour of the show. Bitcoin.com is the best place to go to learn about it. Just click getting started, stop at the page, take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing information. There really could not be it's always a good time to learn about Bitcoin, but when it's down like 50% from its peak, that's a really good time to learn about cryptocurrency, because you don't want to get involved in cryptocurrency without knowing anything about it, or you may just be standing there holding an NFT that you thought was going to be worth millions of dollars and is ultimately worth pennies. You can avoid that by learning about the subject at Bitcoin.com. Once more, that's Bitcoin.com. If you're already up to date on, if you already are knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can stay up to date at news.bitcoin.com. All on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. That's Bitcoin.com. Now, yes, we're talking about the police department in Boston here, where evidently they bought, in early March, a high-performance drone and plans to create a drone team to operate it.
They have to have a new task force.
Yeah, the Boston Globe wrote this article that way. I wasn't the one who said they bought a department. They're the ones who said that. But yes, they need a task force of 15 police officers to operate this $25,000 aircraft. It's the department's eighth drone in active use and one of its most advanced.
Oh, so they already have seven.
They do. I can't imagine what a $25,000 drone is actually capable of, though. That's a serious piece of equipment.
It's hard for me to believe that there's not weapons on it.
Yeah, and it's at least intimidating. Like, that one is huge.
So, a police spokesman, Sergeant Detective Job Boyle, said the use of... I thought I was going to sneeze, so thank you. I ended up not sneezing. Said the use of all department drones remains limited to approved operations, such as crime scene reconstruction or monitoring security during special events, including the Boston Marathon. Which I sort of understand why it's something like a Boston Marathon or some big concert. You would want to have some sort of aerial view, some bird's eye view of what's going on. I'm not saying I want police to have drones, but I think, you know, you have private security guards at these places who, you know, I would understand why if you're running, you know, Louder Than Life or whatever music festival,
yeah,
you know, like, we should have some drones here to make sure that people aren't, you know, collapsing in the crowds.
But you can also get, like, a decent drone for, like, $500 to $1,000. That would be more than sufficient. So you don't really need a $25,000 drone to accomplish something like that.
But when it's not your money, why wouldn't you get a $25,000 drone and create a 15-people task force to operate it all day and hang out?
That's a really good point. The price of drones has definitely gone down. If you want a drone, you can get one. I think Walmart has a decent one for like $170. I mean, it's not going to run for, you know, 4 hours on battery life or whatever. But if you're a hobbyist and you want to have a drone, it's never been cheaper to have one. But you're right, Bonnie. It's not their money. So what do they care? What's $25,000 to them? It's nothing. The taxpayers are going to pay for that. The expansion renewed concern that police drones could be used to carry out routine surveillance that violates people's Fourth Amendment rights against unwarranted searches. Last fall, the City Council passed an ordinance that will require the department to disclose all previous and future surveillance technology purchases to the council starting July the 20th.
But they're not... It doesn't. They just have to say what they purchased to surveil you. They're not restricted in surveilling you, even though the Fourth Amendment literally says they can't search, they can't put you subject to unreasonable searches and seizures. It just doesn't make sense.
In theory, they're protected by the Fourth Amendment from unwarranted searches. However, they can buy all of the surveillance technology they want as long as they disclose it to the City Council, as long as they disclose past technologies that they bought as well.
What does that even mean? They just can say that we're going to do it. I get that, but they just say, we bought a drone, and therefore we can break the Fourth Amendment, or like, just disregard your Fourth Amendment, right?
The police are not arguing that they can disregard people's Fourth Amendment rights. That's more than likely what they're going to do with it, but they're going to deny violating anyone's Fourth Amendment rights. They're going to say, oh, flying a drone over your house and seeing, you know, a doobie on your back porch doesn't violate your Fourth Amendment right. And I think in Massachusetts, pot's legal, so they wouldn't do that. But, you know, something along those lines, they would argue, no, that was in public view. So that wasn't protected. That's the sort of nonsense they do.
Well, and that's what they do with the entire Constitution. Like, we have no constitutional rights. The whole thing, like, they have so many ways to get around our actual rights. It's.
I remember one time I was pulled over many years ago where, you know, I asserted my rights. I was like, no, you can't search my vehicle. They're like, all right, well, get out of your vehicle. All right, I'm going to do that. And I stood there, and they're like, we're going to have this canine unit go around your vehicle. And I know for a fact that there had never been drugs in this vehicle. It was my grandmother's car. There had never been drugs in it. But sure enough, a few minutes later, that cop was like, yeah, the dog alerted us that there are some narcotics in this vehicle, so we're going to have to search it.
And you know what's not fair about that?
What's not fair was that they just generated probable cause on the fly. Yep. And I can't prove that they're canine.
That's what I was going to say. You don't speak whatever sign language they taught the dog. The dog could have said no drugs, but it doesn't speak English, so they can just say whatever they want.
And as someone who has a dog, I know it's very easy. If they just tap on the vehicle here, all suddenly that dog is sniffing there. He's giving them whatever cue it is that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
They very easily train these dogs. So these dogs are highly trainable animals. So they want to. If the dog lays down in order to alert them of drugs, that dog can very easily learn, okay, but I also need to lay down if the human, you know, pats his leg or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to requiring the department to obtain permission from the council before purchasing new technology, the ordinance also allows the council to review technology already purchased by the police department and decide whether the department may continue using it. That doesn't go into effect until July the 20th. But evidently, the city council can say, oh, yeah, we don't think you should be able to continue using this $25,000 drone.
And at that point, it's already purchased.
Yeah, so they're not likely to ever actually do that. Because then it's just going to sit on a shelf somewhere. And the city council, they like their police departments. They want to keep them happy. They have their pensioners and their police chiefs, and they're all buddy buddies. They're going to go play golf together later. They're going to approve this nonsense. A spokesman from the mayor's office said they will ensure that this purchase is in full compliance with the surveillance oversight ordinance once it fully takes effect. That's pretty much the extent of the story. I mean, it's just cops being cops. The department said the office were likely, quote, playing with a toy. What department said this? Because it jumped. Well, I jumped a bit, but the only department that it refers to is the police department. And that all drones purchased by Boston Police at that time were still in their packaging. So it's unclear what the Boston Police Department is trying to do with stacking up 8 drones that they're evidently not using. And now they have to ask the city council for permission to even have. It's just nonsense that police are doing. Police and city council scratching each other's back, pretending like there's accountability, pretending like they can't just do whatever they want, pretending like the Fourth Amendment still applies, when, as you pointed out, Bonnie, it doesn't. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. There's more coming up at 603-283-6160.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police confirm 3 people are dead after a shooting at a hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The local NBC reporting the shooter took his own life after opening fire on the campus of St. Francis Hospital. Police have reported there are also multiple injuries. The shooting taking place around 5 o'clock local time. Tulsa police say they are currently clearing the building floor by floor.
It's intense. A lot of intensity going on, craziness, a little bit of chaos, but Tulsa PD and everybody else involved has everything on lockdown and control. It really makes me feel safe.
That eyewitness audio courtesy of Tulsa Fox affiliate KOKI. Johnny Depp says he has his life back after he won his defamation trial against ex-wife Amber Heard. Depp adding the best is yet to come and a new chapter has finally begun. USA Radio News. New water restrictions are going into effect for the Golden State.
As most of Southern California is considered a desert, and water supplies in surrounding reservoirs are low, watering restrictions throughout parts of Southern California went into effect today. In Los Angeles, the water conservation measures, approved by the LA City Council earlier this month, restrict outdoor watering to 2 days per week based on your street address. All watering must be done outside of the hours, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you disobey lawmakers, your fine could be up to $600. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Dallas Cowboys and the NFL Foundation are giving $400,000 in total to help South Texas families affected by the Uvalde school shooting. Team Executive Vice President Charlotte Jones saying last week's attack on Robb Elementary broke everyone's heart, and she promised to keep victims in her thoughts and prayers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And I want to say thank you to Jack, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Jack is a member of the new AMPS program. That's our Patreon. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. $5 per month is all it takes. If you want to show your support for Free Talk Live, that is the best way to do it. It's used directly to advertise, market, promote, and support the show. So if you value the ideas of liberty and having this national radio show where you can call in and talk about anything you want, you might consider joining the AMPS program because that's the best way to show your support. That's amps.freetalklive.com. So thank you so much for your contributions, Jack. We hope you continue enjoying the show. Let's go to the phones. However, we have Joe calling from Maryland. Joe, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Aria?
Well, help you out with a little bit of lawn stuff like that. Those cops with the drones, number one, if I was the councilman, I would have said, so why don't you just use Google Earth? You get right there, you know, from the satellites, you get everything.
Do you get live views, though?
What's that?
Do you get live views using Google Earth? I don't think you do.
No, you don't. Okay, well, you get a picture and stuff, so you get to see the people there. The cops are going to use that drone, I think, as a weapon.
I'm not sure how real-time Google Earth actually is.
I don't think it is, no.
But I don't think you're going to... Yeah. Like, if you pull up a concert that's happening at, I don't know, Boston right now, if you pull that up on Google Earth, I think it's probably going to show you an empty field or an empty venue or a concert from 3 months ago or whatever.
Oh, okay. So then the cops got us on that one. And the cops are going to use, like, the First Amendment, right? You have to create your privacy as, you know, when the auditors go in there and they say, you know, we're photographing freedom of press. And when people say get out, you tell them you got to create your privacy.
Well, in the courts, so, the judges usually go off of this protocol. They say, is there a presumption of privacy? Like, if you're out with a megaphone talking in the square, probably not a presumption that it should be private. If you're having a private conversation right on your front porch and cops are 500 yards away listening with advanced technology to listen to your conversation, then you had an assumption that that conversation was private.
You're absolutely right, Bonnie. And that's one of the things that bugged me most about the Nick Stalwart video that came out of the Libertarian Reno Convention or whatever, where he ran into someone or someone ran into him or whatever. He immediately turns around and is like, this guy has an unauthorized recording of it. Like, you're in a public space. You have no right to privacy. Any recording that happens when you're in a public space is authorized by you being in the public. That's just sort of a given. We had something similar happen at ForkFest a few years ago where someone got very upset about someone else taking pictures because they may contain this person. Like, well, you're in a public space, dude. There's no right to privacy here. Anyone who wants to take a picture of you here, they can do so.
Yeah, I don't need to, like, make you sign a waiver first.
No, that's never been the society that we live in. So cops do like to play that game where they want to say, oh, well, you know, you had no expectation of privacy. But as I understand it, the courts have been relatively fair on this point and realize when the cops are trying to overstep their bounds. And then that's when it gets brought to the courts, which rarely happens. Because in order for it to get to that point, a person has to go to trial and all of this nonsense, and they're not usually willing to do that.
Okay, and about that lady who got shot by the cops, she was a passenger in a car?
I think she was the driver. I can't remember now, but something about the way I read it made me believe she was the driver. But either way, it was not in motion.
I understood her to be the driver. The reason you ask, I assume, is because the passenger is never required to identify. Is that right?
That's right. Wilson versus Maryland. Maryland versus Wilson. Now, that says that the passenger in a car, the cops have every right to tell them to get out of the car for officer safety, but they have no right even to do a Terry frisk on you unless they suspect you of committing a crime, have committed a crime, or planning to commit a crime.
Oh, see, they had already covered their basis on that. I mean, the whole reason for this was because, like, we think that was the guy who stole that car. So they had him on, you know, they think he committed a crime.
Yeah, well, also, you said you stole the car. Do you have a description? In other words, you're just saying, you come up to me and say, oh, I think you stole that car. They have to have a reasonable assumption that you stole the car.
I don't know what evidence they have to support that allegation.
They escalate things. See, so the fact that they escalated it to where they got the guy out of the car, you know, people don't just, like, know every single court case off the top of their head. They escalated to where he got out of the car, they're pointing guns at him, and then he ran. Oh, well, he ran, so now we're allowed to chase him. We're allowed to assume that he's guilty of something. He could have been running just because he was scared of men with guns, but according to them, that makes him automatically probably guilty.
You're absolutely right, Bonnie. People don't know all of these court cases off the top of their heads. In general, they don't know their rights because we were educated in the American public education system, and it has nothing to gain from teaching people their actual rights. But beyond all of that, you know, dealing with cops is a scary experience, especially... go ahead.
What do you call it? Okay, 1977, it's Mims versus Pennsylvania. The cops have a right to extricate the driver from the car. So my advice is, if you're a driver, get out of the car, say I'm not resisting, and stuff like that. Put your hands behind your back. That way you don't get shot. You can always live to fight another day.
I think you should have your hands
visible.
You're
violating my rights.
Yeah,
either way, it's kind of what this lady did. Like, her hands were up in the air,
they still
shot her five times. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there, so I don't actually know.
That's what a witness said.
Well, that cop should be... Well, the lady didn't have any weapon on her or anything like that, so that cop should be charged with murder.
Well, she's not dead, as it turns out.
No, she's not dead.
He should be fired, though.
If she was pregnant and her baby dies, I don't know. Maybe she can get...
Yeah, and he should be charged with assault. He should be fired immediately.
Yeah, but we all know that's not going to happen. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Joe. But I want to get back to this issue because I think it's always worth repeating it. Just in case someone out there has never heard the show before, you have a large number of rights when dealing with the police. I can't tell you all of them off the top of my head, but if you go to a website like copblock.org or something like that, we've given out flyers and stuff like that. They'll tell you what your rights essentially are. You have the right to remain silent. You do have to identify. There's some other things you have to do. You're allowed to continue recording them. You're allowed to have all your dash cams up. You're allowed to do what they tell you to do, and you don't have to do everything they tell you to do. It's all very confusing, and it's scary. When they pull you over at, 3 o'clock in the morning, out in the middle of nowhere, and you got 5 cop cars on you, because this is the sort of thing they do, no one in that situation is in a hurry to defend their rights, because they're scared out of their minds. This is what the police do. They operate on intimidation tactics, and they're very, very good. They're predators, and they're very good at it.
Well, that's the thing. Do your rights matter when you're dead? You know, it's like, well, I had the right to do this. Well, either way, I'm dead.
It's a really good point.
Yeah, it was my right, but it doesn't bring me back.
Yeah, and does your right matter if you will be punished for trying to assert that right? Because they also do that. Oh, this person wants to invoke their right to not be searched. All right, well, let's bring in some backup. Let's nail this idiot to the cross or whatever it is they're thinking when they do it.
Yeah, then you're being difficult, right?
But if you're recording, they're less likely to do stuff like that because then they're getting caught being dirty, nasty pigs.
Sometimes, but when I worked at my old job here in Keene, we had a cop come in who wanted some surveillance footage, and, I was just testing the cop, and being one, the only person there who knew how to access the surveillance footage helped. But I was like, well, do you have a warrant? He's like, no. Oh, you want to play that game, huh?
What?
I can get one. Well, you'll have to come back with one then, because that's the wrong answer. If you're like, no, I don't have a warrant. I was just hoping you would do me a favor and help me catch this person who's stealing people's credit cards. I'm like, okay, that's a reasonable request. But to refer to me asking you if you have a warrant as a game? No, sorry, dude. And that's sad because I'm the only person here who knows how to help you. All the more reason, hold these cops accountable. Make them stand up for your rights. They don't like it, but ultimately they can't do anything about it except kill you. And if they're going to kill you, they're going to kill you anyway. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us on our social media server because, as we talked about earlier, we are decentralizing, trying to establish as much autonomy and independence as possible in this world that wants to centralize everything. Social.freetalklive.com. That's our social media site. You can find a number of the hosts there. I think just about all of the hosts actually have an account there. I don't know what percentage of them do, but I'm confident in saying that it's probably about half. And I say probably, so I'm not confident in saying that anyway. I have no idea now that I think about how many of the actual hosts are on there, but a number of hosts are on there and post frequently. So check it out, social.freetalklive.com. There's a community of people there, and you know, you can interact with them. It's very similar to Twitter, except it's decentralized. You don't have any corporate overlords. In this case, we're the corporate overlords, and we're not corporate overlords. So you have no corporate overlord to use social.freetalklive.com. Check it out. Again, that's social.freetalklive.com. Now, a lot of Americans are upset about textbooks being used in school. Evidently, there was some textbook that was teaching the alphabet or something that showed a picture of a pregnant man or something like that. And, of course, that got people very upset. I had another story here. I hate talking about trans issues, so it just sort of sat in my show prep for, you know, a month languishing there because I don't want to talk about it. But there's another one of a fifth grade textbook that was... That's not what I'm looking for. I don't know. Like I said, too many things open here. But, oh, it was LGBTQ flashcards. And, of course, this makes a lot of people very upset. It turns out, though, Americans aren't the only ones upset about what is making their way into textbooks. Math books outrage China with ugly, sexually suggestive, pro-American images. And I don't know what this illustration is they use for the image in this article, but it is not a ringing endorsement of the aesthetics of Asian people, at the very least.
It just looks like a cute little gay kindergartner with... making a peace sign and his tongue sticking out. I don't really get what.
I don't know where you get cute from. His forehead is like half of his whole body.
He's a cartoon. I don't know.
I mean, the other two don't look nearly so bad, but he looks like he should be wearing a bicycle helmet. China has ordered. I can't believe I said that. We're gonna get so many bans from Twitch. But anyway, China has ordered a nationwide review of school textbooks after illustrations deemed ugly, sexually suggestive, and secretly pro-American caused a public uproar.
Do they just mean ugly like you're calling the little kid ugly in the picture?
I would call this kid ugly, yes. So maybe that's what they mean. The drawings found in a series of math textbooks that have been used by Chinese primary schools for nearly a decade are controversial for various reasons. Some Chinese internet users have criticized the pictures of children with small, drooping, wide-set eyes and big foreheads as ugly, offensive, and racist. Presumably, these were made in China by Chinese people, though, and that's the part that confuses me.
Wait, are they racist against Americans or racist against Chinese people?
I think racist against Chinese people is what they're getting at. And I would agree, if this is what they imagine a Chinese child to look like, then they have a little bit of racism running in their blood. Others have been outraged by what they see as sexual connotations in the drawing. Some of the pictures show little boys with a bulge in their pants. In one illustration of children playing a game, one boy has his hands on a girl's chest while another pulls a girl's skirt. In another drawing, a girl's underwear is exposed as she jumps rope.
This is math?
Yeah.
And I mean, they include some of these images here. The one here of the pants bulge is unmistakably exactly that.
That's really weird.
It is weird. Internet users have also accused the illustrations of being pro-United States because they show several children wearing clothes patterned with stars and stripes and in the colors of the American flag. That sounds like the American CIA, though. It's like they infiltrate this Chinese textbook company and they secretly put subversive illustrations in there.
And you know, before they revised like another version of The Little Mermaid, there were like scenes where I think it was The Little Mermaid. I hope I'm right about that. It might have been like Aladdin, but I think it was The Little Mermaid. There were scenes where they had like bulges in their pants. Now I think it was Aladdin because pants.
Those sorts of things were common.
Wait, like, they added them or took them away?
They had to take them away. It was just like, I can pull some up probably on YouTube or Odyssey, but it's really disturbing. It's like they move around as the character moves around.
A little too realistic for a children's cartoon.
I've never watched to see if it was true, but I heard that, you know, like the original Rescuers movie, at one point when they're like running down an alley, there's like full frontal nudity in one of the scenes.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's so low. It's like the most, what's the word, where something isn't very realistic. It's just like the outline of a woman's body and there's like nipples there. But it's weird that that's added there. Like it's somebody like pointing out a window.
I mean, someone did it on purpose. There's no doubt. And like the Lion King scene, the famous Lion King scene where like Simba collapses into the dirt and just very temporarily the dust there spells out the word sex. Unmistakably spells out the word sex. People are doing that sort of thing on purpose, probably as a joke, but who knows?
But it's also like, I know a lot of people are arguing for like subliminal messaging in like a lot of like Disney stuff and different like music videos and stuff. It's mainly like hyper-Christian people that are trying to say it's satanic and the Illuminati and whatever, but...
But where there's a pattern, I think there's a smoke, or where there's smoke, there's fire. That's what I meant to say. That came out so wrong.
One drawing that showed an inaccurate rendering of the stars on the Chinese flag was accused of being anti-China. So just by, I don't know what you're looking at, but I can't wait to see it after the break.
Maybe these people are just bad drawers. Maybe they're bad at drawing faces and the stars on the flag.
I mean, this one doesn't look terrible, right? Because they have hair to cover up that massive forehead. I mean, it's true that if the hair wasn't there, that would be a giant forehead. But there is hair there, so it looks less, it just looks like a...
Is it like those caricature drawings that they do at the beach?
Yeah, it looks very much like, well, it's not that severe, but it's like a chibi. What was that 80s anime art style that people liked?
I was going to say a QB doll, right? QB doll.
That could be what I'm thinking of. Outrage over the illustrations has dominated Chinese social media discussions since Thursday. Well, at least it finally took Beijing and what's the place I'm thinking about? Shanghai.
Oh.
Which has been locked down for like 55, 60 days at this point out of the media. Several related hashtags have racked up tens of millions of views on Weibo, China's Twitter-like platform, which is like Mastodon or Twitter, except it's completely and utterly controlled by the Chinese government. Many expressed shock and anger that such substandard illustrations had not only made it into textbooks published by the state-owned People's Education Press. So these are state-owned textbooks that we knew they would be.
Well, yeah, they have to be, right?
Yeah, it's China.
So they're state-owned. Presumably that means that the people who work for the state are Chinese, and they came out with these textbooks, and the people of China are saying they're racist. It's just really weird.
Yeah, the country's biggest textbook publisher, that's People's Education Press, it had gone unnoticed for so many years, being used in nationwide since 2013. Other question, how these textbooks had passed the country's notoriously strict publication review process. Because you have to have permission of the Chinese state government before you publish anything in China.
Well, clearly, their government is infiltrated by Americans.
That's probably what some of them believe.
Well, it sounds like they're a little infiltrated by Americans if they're calling something this silly racist.
Nationalist influencers quickly placed the blame on Western cultural infiltration, alleging without giving evidence that illustrators had been covertly working for foreign forces, especially the United States, to corrupt the souls of innocent Chinese school children.
Oh, my God.
Amid the uproar, the People's Education Press said on Thursday that it's recalling the textbooks. On Saturday, the China's education ministry stepped in, ordering the publisher to rectify and reform its publications and make sure the new version would be available for the fall semester. That's a tall order in a capitalist society, much less a communist one.
Lockdown.
Yeah, there is no chance they're having these textbooks ready by the fall semester. Unless all they do is, like, cover up the images with duct tape or something like that. It also ordered a thorough inspection of textbooks nationwide to make sure teaching materials, quote, adhere to correct political directions and values.
Correct.
Promote outstanding Chinese culture and conform to the aesthetic tastes of the public. But the campaign is not only about aesthetic and moral values. There's an ideological component as well. Textbooks apparently have been front and center in Chinese leader Xi Jinping's efforts to tighten ideological control over the country's youth and fend off Western values. Well, we are out of time for tonight. You're going to find a link to this article because it continues for quite a bit more. You'll find that at social.freetalklive.com because we are online in the meantime. There's other stuff there like a chat server, all kinds of cool stuff for you waiting there. But this is going to be on our social media server. Again, that's social.freetalklive.com. We'll be back same time tomorrow. It's free.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.